In actual fact, there are no immigration implications of a decision to rent an apartment by a frequent visitor to Hong Kong for the purposes as you've enunciated them. Immigration won't really have anything to say about that per se, because there's no real forum for them to have an opinion about it. As a foreign national granted visa-free privileges upon arrival, then you don't have to seek any prior clearance of the immigration department, so there's no questions ever asked in relation to your accommodation proposed for Hong Kong. Moreover, as a traveller enrolled in the frequent traveller programme, you don't actually have to meet face-to-face an immigration officer who would ask you questions that speak to your accommodation arrangements while you're in Hong Kong. And therefore, it doesn't raise itself as a practical issue for you. In reality, the real challenge that you're going to face is that as a visitor to Hong Kong, you're never going to be able to get a Hong Kong identity card. And the landlord that you may find yourself negotiating with may require a copy of a Hong Kong ID card before he or she is comfortable in entering into a tenancy agreement with you. Whilst there are no, as I say, legal preclusions from entering into what actually is a private arrangement when it comes to a tenancy agreement for residential purposes, you may find that the landlord, when he realises that you don't have residence visa status here, may suddenly demand a much higher deposit or try to leverage a premium on the rent. But that is ultimately a negotiation for you to engage in. But there are no immigration implications to what you're proposing as such, and I wish you all the very best with it.